Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
In a world filled with chaos, doubt, and uncertainty, my husband's voice will remain. And it will ring out louder and more clearly than ever. And his wisdom will endure.
Turning Point USA is 3,500 chapters before his death. In the days since his murder, 34,000 young people have reached out to start their own chapters, some of which are in high school. Proof that even in death, his message is sparking new life in the next generation.
Fantastic, Lee.
Mm-hmm, that's good news.
This has really walloped this generation. Kash Patel appearing on Fox News this morning. Of course, he's the head of the FBI, saying that Tyler Robinson, the assassin, wrote on a now-destroyed note that they have retrieved, quote, "I have the opportunity to take out Charlie Kirk, and I'm going to take it." So, easy conviction here. They've got Should his be. DNA, Kash Patel was saying this morning. So, and then he says the note was written before the shooting. Evidence of its existence, we've now learned, existed before the shooting, was in location suspect and in the suspect and partner's home. Interesting, because that's the boyfriend. And so everybody's kind of asking the question, yes, the boyfriend has been, who he lived with, has been very cooperative, but come on, he didn't know? We'll find out. Going forward. And you start taking a look at these two. The trans partner of Charlie Kirk's killer, Tyler Robinson, who is a male who was transitioning, praised Joe Biden. That's out there. And then this other weird stuff. The accused Charlie Kirk assassin appears to have been in a Steam group called Read This If You Are Gay, echoing the messages on the bullet casing. And you see in this group, people discussing Charlie Kirk coming into town, quote, "Let's just say something big will happen tomorrow," accompanied by a grinning dog image. There's another handle online, Narja Galvez, "Charlie Kirk is coming to my college tomorrow. I really hope somebody evaporates him literally," followed several hours later by "before it happened, let's just say something big will happen tomorrow." And the FBI, of course, is expanding its research into this, its investigation into this, to see, Lee, if there's any other connections, other people who might have known about this, that this was coming. Because there's some really creepy posts out there that suggest people did, including one transgender individual from the Utah area who recorded a rap song called "Charlie Kirk Dead at 31 a month before the shooting.
But if that's accurate, that's pretty bizarre.
Yeah. It is. So we will see. We will find out. Some of the stuff that's really annoying me that your liberal friends may be doing right now, the left is out there saying, oh, the right didn't care when Paul Pelosi was attacked. Yeah, we did. We condemned it. And he was attacked by a doctrinaire leftist.
Yeah.
Not by us.
That there are still some very interesting questions about that.
Yeah.
That have never been answered.
Never been answered. Probably never will be. The left's also slinging arrows. Why? The right didn't care when Minnesota Democrat politicians were murdered. Well, yes, we did. But yeah. Again, they were murdered by a leftist who thought he was trying to help Tim Walz, who just ran for vice president, get a Senate seat. He thought, well, if I kill the right people, he'll end up getting a Senate seat. I'm just trying to help him. The guy's obviously a little crazy, but he didn't kill these Democrats because he's a MAGA supporter, Republican, or pro-Trump guy. He was appointed by Tim Walz, and yeah. In his head, he thought he was helping him.
So, and I don't recall any Republicans or MAGA supporters that were calling for further assassinations of state officials at the time either.
See, that's the difference. The left is in full bloodlust right now, and that's got to stop this from spreading. And I loved over the weekend, one of the things that I think is going to help keep this from spreading is how mainstream Charlie Kirk's death went, with him being honored at NFL game after NFL game after NFL game. In other words, very much mainstreaming the guy and the idea that it is a tragedy when someone is murdered like this. That was so critical to keeping this assassination culture that ironically Charlie Kirk warned us about on the left from spreading. And this is just what we're all holding our breath. Like, is this going to spread? Is this going to become an every other week thing like it has been for the last month? And Lee, think about this for a minute too. What are the odds? The last two of these major shootings, Charlie Kirk and the assassinations at the Catholic church, school at the Catholic school, mm-hmm. were done by LGBTQ individuals who had transgender furries as partners. I mean, what are the odds of that? I mean, this looks like a movement.
I don't have words for that.
I don't either. What are the odds?
Yeah.
And that's why they really need to be looking into these transgender groups that have done this. And, you know, I started off the show today. I think there's not a lot of awareness of how much of a problem that Antifa is becoming. When he used Bella Chow on one of those cartridges, Bella Chow is the rallying cry of Antifa. And the head of Antifa in the U.S. out of L.A. has his company is called Bella Chow. And we're talking about an Antifa slogan that is being used by these people. You look at what has Antifa been up to just in this year, either the murder or attempted murder of Border Patrol agents three times. An Antifa group called the Zizians, they're also transgender, murdered a Border Patrol agent in January in Vermont. Another Antifa Marxist cell, they also had transgender members, tried in Alvarez, Texas to murder Border Patrol. They actually ended up shooting up a cop who, thank God, didn't die. And then we had another attempted murder in June. So there's a pattern here of left-wingers, males associated with Antifa, who also have transgender associations, picking up guns and doing the unthinkable.
Well, apparently it's very thinkable by...
Yeah. So to act like this is, and this is what the mainstream media was doing over the weekend to the extent they acknowledged it all, to act like this is just a one-off and how dare President Trump blame this on the left. No, this isn't even a two or a three off or a half a dozen off. This is like a dozen since January. When you start stacking it all up and all of these people who've done this and remembering the people, it's more than 15 over the last 3 years. It's not, I mean, this is way more than a pattern.
Well, as we said a few days from 9/11, are we connecting the dots? That was always the phrase we heard regarding the terrorist attack of that fateful day.
Yeah. And by the way, along those lines, this is fascinating. This is Robin Dreeke. He's the former head of the FBI's Behavioral Analysis Group. He's retired now. He headed that group for 22 years, and he was the head of it during 9/11. Listen to what he said about Tyler Robinson and who is now getting radicalized online and doing these kind of, quite frankly, terror attacks.
Unfortunately, he fits a pattern, being the killer, a pattern of what we've seen emerging in the last bunch of shootings, last bunch of years, and that is an arc of violence and insecurities that is being fueled by this new form of online radicalization. You know, years ago when I thought of online radicalization, I thought of ISIS, but now it's these fringe groups that are feeling themselves victimized, that they're see themselves as victims and wound collectors, as we call them. And what's happening is Charlie Kirk represented everything he wasn't.
Wound collectors, as we call them. Yeah, that they're he's not. He didn't want to say it. He was on Fox News. But these are left wingers who are getting radicalized like ISIS online. That is a profound statement. Wound collectors, victim classes. What are they? Ultimately, oppressed classes, Marxist oppressed classes who think they're rising up.
Well, like I said earlier, you know, this is radicalized Marxists.
Yep. That's what this is. This is that culture. And in that culture, and I've told you this so many times, during the Chinese Revolution, Communist Revolution, everybody was divided into 10 classes, 5 oppressed and 5 oppressor classes. And in China, if you were a high-ranking member of an oppressed class, you could pretty much kill, beat to death an oppressor class member in public, and you wouldn't go to prison. That is exactly the ethos, the culture the left is adopting, and we've got to stop it before it spins out of control.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Will Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Of Utah, y'all.
But see, these are choices that we can make. History will dictate if this is a turning point for our country. But every single one of us gets to choose right now if this is a turning point for us. We get to make decisions. We have our agency. And I desperately call on every American, Republican, Democrat, liberal, progressive, conservative, MAGA, all of us to please, please, please follow what Charlie taught me. I'll just conclude with words I share often from.
And he goes on. He says, this is a turning point. It is. It feels like our politics now is going to be divided into before Charlie Kirk's assassination and after. And folks, I don't know that the Charlie Kirk assassination would have the power it did if they didn't try twice to kill Donald Trump. And by them, I mean the left. And exactly who they were. Thomas Crooks was a liberal troll, very pro-Biden, very anti-Trump, had a whole account on Gab set up where he trolled conservatives. It's a conservative social media site. Andrew Torba, owner of that site, again, tried to bully the FBI into finally coming and picking up the hard drive that he had saved with all of Matthew Crook's posts, because he was a liberal troll and the FBI tried not to come pick it up. And he mocked them, did interviews about it, saying they just don't want to know. He's a leftist and the FBI wants to protect that. Folks, if Kamala Harris was the president, we would have no idea he had a transgender boyfriend. We wouldn't know any of it. The FBI would have swooped in, swooped up all the evidence, made up some lie like they did during the Pulse nightclub shooting to hide the fact that another leftist or somebody brought in by the Democrats had done the killing. Like they lied about the Pulse nightclub shooting. They told us, oh, he was a gay man. He was mad. He was dumped by his boyfriend. No, he was an Islamist who called 911 and screamed into the recording, pledging his allegiance to ISIS as he slaughtered people at that gay bar. And remember, the FBI swooped in, stole the tape. In violation of the law, by the way. Freedom of Information Act. It's supposed to be public. And they kept it for like a year so that nobody would know. They thought it would hurt Democrats' chances of election. They can't do that stuff anymore. So we actually get to know things. And I'm wondering what the things we're going to know are going to be like. Listen to a neighbor of Tyler Robinson and his transgender boyfriend describe seeing them walking around, how they were dressed and how they behaved.
Were they holding hands?
Yeah, they were.
The time you saw them or this week?
It was about the time I saw them.
Okay,
so
how long ago was that?
I would say about 2 weeks ago.
And did they, so they looked like they were couples? So
yeah. Yeah.
And he was dressed all in black?
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. And you thought he was weird?
Yeah, I definitely, yeah.
What was weird about him?
Just the way he walked and just the way I've seen him. I've never seen really anybody dressed all in black with a mask on, and I thought that was just quite weird.
For those who've never seen the roommate, describe that person for us.
He did have freckles on his face. For the haircut, he did have, it was a weird haircut. It wasn't quite, it was kind of a mushroom shaped one. He was, I would say, he didn't come out much, but definitely a few other, like just a little bit at a time.
There's some published reports out there that this individual, the roommate, may have been transitioning. Did that correlate with what you saw?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so he was going to have an operation to be turn into a woman.
Yeah, and I think he's getting ready for that.
So what way do you think that?
I remember them talking about a doctor's appointment. It was about...
Talking about a doctor's appointment, he said, for the partner's transition.
There's some published reports out there that this individual, the roommate, may have been transitioning. Did that correlate with what you saw?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. So he was going to have an operation to be to turn into a woman.
Yeah. And I think he's getting ready for that.
Sorry, in what way do you think that?
I remember them talking about a doctor's appointment. It was about 2 weeks ago, I would say.
And they were kissing?
Yeah.
Do you know, where did you see them kissing?
Just coming out. I was riding with my bike, so I didn't see the whole thing, but yeah. I saw them.
And when did you hear them talking about a doctor's appointment?
I would say about the same time that they came out. So that one time, yeah.
And where were you standing for that?
I was just riding by here.
Okay. So. And you were able to hear snippets of their conversation?
Yeah.
But you were sure that they were a couple, but you had only seen them together once?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, random guys don't hold hands and definitely don't kiss. So... I would have tried to stop him if I knew it was him, like before.
Yeah. We're being told we're going to find out a lot more on Tuesday in the charging documents about the backgrounds for these folks. As the left desperately tries to do what it does best, cancel the entire thing. Folks, did you see Mark Halperin, former reporter at both New York Times, Washington Post, now does his own podcast, tweeted over the weekend how shocked he was. He's liberal. Tweeted over the weekend how shocked he was. You know, Erica Kirk, Charlie Kirk's wife, gave those, you know, that beautiful speech. And most American media gypped to it live. Well, Fox News, anyway. CNN and MSNBC didn't join it live. But the BBC, British Broadcasting Company, in the UK, took it live. And he was shocked. And Halperin tweeted, a foreign corporation recognized the import. CNN and MSNBC probably knew of the import it could have, and maybe that's why they didn't do it. And Halperin skewered the hypocrisy to liberal media, being upset that people who cheered Charlie Kirk's death are suffering consequences for their statements, and yet they black the wife out when even the BBC is running it. And folks, what they tried to do over the weekend was horrific. I think a lot of these are paid left-wing accounts, left-wing influencers, trying to paint this guy as MAGA, and he's trying to start a war between the right and the left and give the right justification to kill the left. I mean, cray cray stuff. Folks, including even the LA Times brought in an expert. Oh, this is just all the rights trying to start a war on it. What are you talking? Just a total delusion. Folks, Glenn Beck nailing it this morning, saying, I want to get this in every hour, saying we should refer to Charlie Kirk as a civil rights hero or a civil rights icon. Exactly in the mold of an MLK Jr. fought for people to have basic human rights that the left, in our case, would deny us, deny the religious, deny the center right, and was killed for it. Peacefully protested and was killed for it by the left in our struggle for human equality in America. To get past the era in which we were persecuted and censored. And folks, let me tell you what, it is... You are going to see in the coming days increasingly deranged comments from the Democrats. They can barely hold it back as it is, their bloodlust and their rage. It is who they are. And it's already started. Far left, New Republic. I don't know if you're familiar with that publication, but it is a left-wing publication. The far left, New Republic, is now urging Democrats to shun the empathy after the Kirk assassination and to be, quote, callous, comma, short of cruel. Far left New Republic, Breitbart reports, in the aftermath of Charlie Kirk's assassination, declared that Democrats' responses to condemning the killing were too tasteful for the moment and warned that, quote, empathy helps prop up Republicans and Trumpists as legitimate and normal political act. Folks, let me read that again. Empathy for the murder helps prop up Republicans and Trumpists as legitimate, normal political actors. What part of 52% do you not understand? We are the majority. We are the center right. We are the majority in this country. The NFL has figured that out. They cannot ignore our culture, even if they want to. That's why Charlie Kirk was honored this weekend. Why? Because normals, this is a thing that we are going through right now, and they wanted to acknowledge it. Why? Because we are the majority. You got a doubt about that? Ask Cracker Barrel. You got a doubt about that? Ask American Eagle. After the left bizarrely tried to tar American Eagle as a Nazi operation, no less than Travis Kelce launched his clothing line. Didn't even care. We need to be marginalized. Why? And apparently we need to be murdered. According to the New Republic, they, folks, this is coming. They can't hold this back. They cannot hold back who they are. They cannot hide it. They try. And they can actually hang on for a few days, but not more than that. New Republic writes, empathy helps prop up Republicans and Trumpists as legitimate and normal political actors. They urge Democrats to adopt a, quote, callous, perhaps, but short of cruel tone. Even suggesting Democrats say, quote, I'm sorry his family is suffering. I wish his message would die with him. In an article called Charlie Kirk and the Empathy Trap, with the subhead, Democrats will never be as cruel as Republicans after a political assassination. The magazine derided conservative outrage. So we should be like just cool with being gunned down. It's all very normal. It's cool. It doesn't happen to the left. Folks, let me emphasize this. This does not happen to the left, except when one of their own goes wackadoodle and kills them. Or tries to. Give you an example. Left-wing governor of Pennsylvania happens to be a Jew. The left hates Jews now. So one of them tried to kill him. They're screaming about Minneapolis. We were assassinated. Yes, by a left-winger. Thought he was helping Tim Walz. He wasn't an anti-Trump statement. He was a left-winger, was a Democrat, was appointed by Tim Walz, thought he was helping Tim Walz get appointed to a Senate seat. So he went on a mass murder rampage. Left winger. Sorry, we didn't do it. There is no both sides. There's no moral equivalence here. It does not exist. And no one on our side should say it does, because you are furthering a lie. And folks, this is so widespread. When you have 53% of Gen Z college campus folks saying, like kids on campus saying, yeah, you know, violence might be acceptable or is acceptable if I hear something I disagree with, we got a problem. It's not acceptable, ever. It's not how this works. The article is called Charlie Kirk in the Empathy Trap, with the subhead, Democrats will never be as cruel as Republicans after a political assassination. Again, Democrats do not get politically assassinated. It just doesn't happen in this country. Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, they never have to worry about where they go. They're not going to get killed. It's us going all the way back to that baseball game where they shot Steve Scalise. Beat Rand Paul with an inch of his life. He had to have surgery. Who? Left-wing neighbor got mad, saw him, disagreed with what he said, did what leftists do, beat him. I could go on and on and on and on. It literally never ends. It's got to be condemned. It's got to be not tolerated. And that is why it is so important that we win this debate about Clemson. By the way, you know what's really sad, folks? I mean, this is supposed to be a red state, right? If you click on right now, Tyler Robinson's trending on X. Click on Tyler Robinson, you'll see the feed, right? You know what's all over it? Top of it? Top trending thing under Tyler Robinson. It's the three Clemson employees that the leadership of Clemson refuses to fire for calling for more assassinations. It's what they basically did. I mean, I don't know how else to describe it when you do what they did. And now they're saying free speech and hiding behind that. Folks, here's the problem here. This is why this absolutely has to be defeated at Clemson. It's not just the point of the thing. It's not just the morality of the thing. It's not just, hey, we're going to tolerate a debate on whether we should murder the conservative and religious students in our midst. We'll go ahead and debate that as if it's, you know, maybe a legitimate course of action. That's essentially what they said this week. Well, you know, it's free speech. We should have a debate about whether we should murder the right wing. Do you think a professor who came out and said, hey, you know, I think we should have assassinations on the left. I think we should kill some Democrats. Do you think that person would have a job this morning? Because I don't think they would. Congressmember Russell Fry retweeted this. This is Professor Melvin Earl Villier celebrating the death of Charlie Kirk, saying today was one of the most beautiful days ever. This was such a beautiful day, making fun of him for dying. But folks, this is the most chilling part of all because they know what it means. He writes, and he's talking about us, right-wingers, can't speak in public no more. Think about the ramifications. He's excited about it. They get it. We'll use violence to keep the right from speaking in public. And Clemson's like, that First Amendment. Again, you don't think the leaders of Clemson love violence? They practically wallpapered that campus, and I'll never forget it, with Black Lives Matter talking points in the middle of $2 billion worth of violence and 32 deaths during the Summer of Love. They couldn't put the BLM logo in enough places at Clemson. Why? They love violence. They love violence against innocent building holders, property owners, business owners. They love $2 billion worth of damage. Prove me wrong. And you know how you could prove me wrong, leaders of Clemson? The provost, all of you, fire them. Prove me wrong that you don't love left-wing violence, because it sure looks like you do. Fire them. Stop trending. Stop trending for supporting Tyler Robinson by your refusal to fire these people. The Trans-Siberian Orchestra, that's them in the background, is bringing their 2025 winter tour to Bon Secours Wellness Arena Friday, December 12th, two shows, 4 p.m. and 8 p.m. This tour, year's tour, features a brand new production of The Ghost of Christmas Eve. I can't wait. Crash and I go every year. So 20 million tickets sold and 20 million donated to charity. They donate $1 per ticket. For your chance to win a pair of tickets to the 4 p.m. performance, call in now. Courtesy of the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, 1-800-905-0989. You can also purchase those. Two shows, December 12th, Bon Secours Wellness Arena on sale now. Or you can win them. We'll give them to caller number 1-800-905-0989. We're going to give away another pair of tickets tomorrow. Okay, let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Texter writes, hey, Tara, this wasn't just awakening a sleeping giant. I think it awakened Trump. This is him personally, and he's going to be out to close down the money groups behind these people. That's what we need to go after. All of this stuff, just like the riots in L.A., you trace the money trail, you're going to go right back to Democrat groups. Texter writes, my question for Clemson, Dabo Sweeney has said many of the same things as Charlie Kirk in relation to faith and family. Do you believe your three employees also want Coach Sweeney killed? Guess so. I mean, you know, I guess so. Texter writes, Tara, I think of Charlie Kirk as a disciple for Christ, Freedom, Truth, America. Another texter writes, I wonder if the leftist rhetoric and everybody on the right about everybody on the right being Nazi and fascist realize there are some mentally unstable people on the right too, and if they are painting a bullseye on their own back. Folks, I just want to comment on that. That is my biggest fear right now. The left desperately needs some Yahoo on our side to pull out a gun and seek retribution. And I've only got a little corner of the world here, but I am begging you, if you are someone that even considers something like that, please do not. It has to be incredibly clear who the good guys are and who the bad guys are for us to win this. We are the good guys. We did not do $2 billion worth of damage after Charlie Kirk was killed. We turned out by the hundreds of thousands. Church, setting church attendance records, has happened this past weekend for prayer vigils, praying, crying, waving the flag. That's who we are. And if we continue to be those people We are going to win where it matters, and that's in the culture. We cannot muddy the waters. There cannot be retribution. There cannot be retribution rhetoric. We have to be the good guys. And folks, I'm so afraid of this. I'm afraid the left will astroturf or fake an assassination by one of us. I'm literally holding my breath because they need the Me Too so bad right now. Please do not give it to them if you are in the sound of my voice.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.